This GCN program brought to you by Frederick Remington, Fully Cooked Bacon, the thickest, meatiest, center-cut bacon in the industry. Available at FullyCookedBacon.com. That's FullyCookedBacon.com.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that's, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand to clear the road. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid. It is. You take lessons.
You're despicable.
We are back. You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me, and I do appreciate the time that you spend with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. If you head up to the website, you can buy my book, Ramblings of a Right-Wing Bible Thumping Wanker. You know how long it took me to get that title right? Always a pleasure to have you with me. But you buy the book, you know what? It's all the labels that were placed on us by the left that have absolutely, or should have, absolutely no meaning. We shouldn't allow them any place in our lives. But the left, who says they hate labels, are the ones that gave us the labels, which shows you how confused they actually are. Anyway, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563, if you want to be part of the conversation later on in the show. I'm going to play some clips about how many people, not just kids, you would think it was just kids, no, but how many people don't know anything about World War II, why we fought it, what was going on, all of that. It's just amazing. I mean, it's amazing to me anyhow. Let's talk about these spinners. So I wasn't really familiar with these things. And a friend of ours was a teacher. We went out to dinner and we were talking to her, and she's talking about how now these spinners are being allowed in the classrooms. They're like little toys. And the kids get to play with them because they come in with a doctor's note or what have you. And they're called fidget spinners. Have any of you seen those? So apparently they're supposed to help the kid or the kids pay attention, calm down, and all that. I'm thinking to myself, when I was a kid, you just sat there paying attention. And if you were out of control, they would deal with you. Now they give you toys. They give you less time in a classroom. You don't have to do what everybody else is doing. The teacher will spoon feed you. But see, I can say that all I want to. The problem is that I don't have a degree. But now there's a doctor finally speaking out and saying, this is nuts. Now let's see if I can play this. Now, again, this doctor, you know, when we did this last week, there's 500 million of these out there. Not 500, I don't know what it was. There was like a major amount of these things out there. And it was in the millions. And I'm thinking, my God, even if it's a fad that lasts a short period of time, look at all that money somebody made off of this toy. It's a toy. So let's hear what the psychiatrist has to say. So when you hear this, when you have a loved one who says, well, yes, the doctor says we need them. Here's a psychiatrist that says the doctor's full of malarkey.
My name is Dr. Dave Anderson. I'm a clinical psychologist who trained in specializing in treatment for ADHD and behavior disorders. Fidget spinners are a new craze, similar to the slime craze earlier this year, where you have a couple arms, a little device that spins while you hold it. It has kind of this gyroscopic feel where you're balancing it. Maybe you could do some tricks with it. This is a fidget spinner. They're easy to buy, they're on every street corner, and there's a sense that, you know, to be cool, you need to have one. So the great thing about fidget spinners is that they've brought the discussion for what works for ADHD or what might work for anxiety or stress relief to the forefront, which is great for us to have. The only issue is they have about as much scientific evidence for stress relief or treatment of anxiety and ADHD as, say, a pet rock. They're a toy. They're not a treatment. So the thing is, there's no psychologically recommended gadget. There are only gadgets that fall in line with scientifically based psychological principles. So the idea is for a kid experiencing stress or anxiety or depression or ADHD, we might create, say, a coping kit for that child when they're experiencing certain amounts of stress. That might include music to listen to. It might include a stress ball to squeeze. It might include something that reminds them to breathe or to practice a mindfulness strategy. But it's really on a case-by-case basis. There's no universal recommendation of a particular toy for stress relief or a particular object for stress relief. Fidget spinners have absolutely no scientific studies behind them showing any sort of effectiveness in treating this. And the major reason for that is that they're a fad. They've only just come about, and scientific studies take time and money. So if something is really new and is making a lot of noise, it's unlikely to be scientifically supported. And if we're talking about treatment for anxiety or for ADHD or for stress relief, we want to go after things that have a bit more scientific support, like cognitive behavioral strategies for managing their symptoms. So in other words, a way of noticing when they might be distractible or when they might be having difficulty focusing and figure out how they might be able to get back on task.
What I love about this guy, and, you know, he's a doctor, so obviously smarter than I am, but he's saying, forget the toy. Work with the child. Help them get back on task. Teach them how to get excited about something instead of giving them something that just basically distracts them. That's really what it does. It distracts them, gets their mind somewhere else, so they don't have to deal with this.
We teach them about how to break tasks into smaller pieces and how to make sure that they're going through each of those pieces and planning for the time that it might take. I think it's always an issue when any company makes a sensational claim about a new product that provides treatment that isn't backed by science for mental illness. Fidget spinners are low in terms of that hierarchy, partly because we don't necessarily think they're doing any harm. Adults don't seem swayed in thinking that this is a treatment, and it mainly seems like the kids have picked up on this argument that it's helpful in stress relief as an argument they might have with their teachers or with their parents, and nobody's buying.
So they are buying, though. He's wrong there. They are buying. Because doctors giving notes for these toys to go to school with these kids to help calm them down. You've got teachers that have a third of the class with these things running around inside there. They're in a third of the kids with ADHD. Okay? And again, there's no science behind it. But I'm sure I'll get slack from somebody whose kid uses one and tells me I don't know what I'm talking about. I'm Joe Mancini, your host. Listen to Real Side. Don't go far. A lot more craziness coming up after the break.
J&M Enterprises is a full-service screen printing company. They print on shirts, pants, hats, cups, frisbees, sports bags, sweatshirts, tote bags, and most any other promotional items. J&M has been family-owned and operated for over 25 years. J&M takes pride in providing high-quality products and services because we care. Our state-of-the-art equipment enables us to print high volume with superior quality on any job. We print on clothing lines for schools, businesses, sports teams, and bands nationwide. Our team is committed to total customer satisfaction and the quality you should expect from a professional screen printing company. J&M, family-owned and operated. Give us a call. We guarantee a great product and a great price. 800-462-0002. For a price quote, 800-468-0002. Or go to the web at www.jnm.cc.
Today, how to incorporate your business in just 10 minutes so you won't lose everything if you get sued. Step 1, stop putting it off. If you're not incorporated and someone sues your business tomorrow, it's not just your business at risk. You can lose everything, your home, your car, even your life savings. Step 2, call the following number for a free 10-minute incorporation guide from incorporate.com. 1-800-945-1063. They don't provide legal or financial advice. They just make incorporating quick and easy. So you can incorporate or form an LLC in just 10 minutes. That number again is 1-800-945-1063. Step 3, congratulate yourself. By taking just 10 minutes to incorporate your business or form an LLC, you protected your home, your car, and your life savings. And that is how you incorporate your business in just 10 minutes. But hurry while they're still giving away these 10-minute incorporation guides for free. Call 1-800-945-1063. That's 1-800-945-1063.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
I say this calls for action, and now, nip it in the bud.
Listen to music groove on the man. I'm Joe Mussini, your host. Listen to the real side of GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. And I do appreciate the time that you're spending with me on the air and the chat room. Text, I love that stuff. I love the big breath stuff. Anyway, always a pleasure to have you with me. I appreciate the time that you spent with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-7-Yes, I am the real thing. I'm sorry for some of you who were expecting, Memorex. How many of you old enough to remember Memorex? We don't even use them. We don't even need them anymore. You know, the old guys like me, what do we say? We say recordings. We still say, video recordings, right? Like this, you know, like there's anything else. You have audio recordings and video recordings. Not a big deal. Anyway, always a pleasure to have you with me, and I do appreciate the time that you're spending with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. Okay, let's get to it. Harvard study shows that 80% of the Trump's coverage was negative. But do we really need a study for this? Come on. I mean, did you not know? Did you not know that most of the coverage for Trump was negative? They would. I'm telling you, if the man saved a burning baby from a burning building. Okay, they would have said, "Why couldn't you keep the building from burning first?" Seriously, think about it. There is nothing that man's going to do. They are pounding on him 24/7. And even today, as the plane was taken off, because they, you know what it is? I figured out that they know. They know that this stuff makes him crazy. It gets up under his skin, and it just makes him nuts. So if they keep throwing this stuff at him, they think they can slow him down. They can even make him stop at some point. Now, a new Harvard study calculated that no less than 80% of the media's coverage of President Trump during his first 100 days was unfavorable. Like, no, duh, really? Again, Harvard, right? This is the place that's Primal Scream Week and all of that. Isn't that wonderful? Anyhow, so the Trump administration is setting a new standard for unfavorable press coverage of a president, according to a new study by professor of government and the press, Thomas E. Patterson, at Harvard Kennedy School at Shorstein Center on Media, Politics, and Public Policy. Can't they shorten this stuff up? The study looked at the cable news outlets CNN, CBS, Fox News, NBC, and the Financial Times and BBC in the UK, also at German papers as well as print versions of the New York Times, Wall Street Journal, and the Washington, as I like to call it, compost. Coverage of Trump was almost constant, taking up 41% of all coverage, three times as much as former presidents have received. This is how you try to take someone down. You know, it's like they try to do in the elections. If they said it enough, they believed it to be truth. They believed that you would believe it to be truth. And they're finding out that's not so true. Now, there are fringe people who are buying this. Obviously, they're not taking their vitamins. They're not taking their medications or whatever. Because I wouldn't buy into any of this. Even if I hated Trump, didn't like him, I'd be looking at this going, there's no way. And I heard one of the politicians said, I remember which one said it, that you can't have all this stuff coming at you and some of it not be true. Well, why didn't he say that about Mr. Obama? Why didn't he say that about Hillary Clinton? You can't have all that stuff coming at you and have none of it be true. They want his taxes. They want to audit him. Yet the Haitians have been asking for, 7 years now? For the Clinton Foundation to be audited because they didn't get the money? They were promised hundreds of millions of dollars. You know what they got? Bupkis. Look it up. Clean word. But if you're talking about Trump taking up 41% of the news coverage, that means almost half of every newscast is about Donald Trump. President Trump has slammed the media since the beginning of his campaign, which he had every right to do. And guess what? He's right. And they're showing their true colors in all this. He gets accused of something, and he's guilty with absolutely no proof. We wave the proof in front of you, President Obama, President Clinton. President Clinton with his sexual escapades. And then his wife, Mrs. Clinton. We wave the truth in front of you. You can't be bothered with it. This is amazing. President Trump has slammed the media, right? The sheer level of negative coverage that gives weight to Trump's contention, one shared by his core constituency, that the media is hell-bent on destroying him. So if we're saying that, and we've been saying that, and they play right into that, didn't they? Don't you think? He's been saying this is going on. We've been saying this is going on, just like Benghazi. We all said there's a problem there. There's something wrong there. There's something doesn't add up. What do we find out? Something doesn't add up. We kept saying that Obamacare, something doesn't add up there. It's a problem. It's going to die under its own weight. And what do we see happening? Same thing. So these people are rabid. They're out of their minds. Look at them. They are really just totally. So like they turn into the, what was his name? The Hulk. Right? They got so mad. They just like greed. They're mad. That's what we need to do. We need somebody to come up with a cartoon that shows, you know, Pelosi and Jackson Lee and the rest of them going from their, well, they don't have normal faces, but from their normal look, what they look at a daily basis, like into that Hulk type look. That would be hilarious. You know, so it's like a feeding, like somebody threw a piece of meat into a piranha tank. They just can't handle it. They're going out of their mind. And they think they have something to run with, and they don't. They're willing to take anything. I'm listening to people on the TV on the left. They're calling out everything the man has done. He's given away secrets to the Russians. What secrets? Can you be more specific? Because if they're secrets, you're not supposed to know about them. How do you know about them? And if you do know about them and somebody gave them to you, why can't you tell us what they are? Because they don't exist. That's really what it boils down to, right? They don't exist. It's all a game with these people. I mean, truly, it is a game with these people. They really do. They just out of my mind. Do I have time to pull this off? Nah. Robert Gates wrote a new book where he says both President Obama and Hillary Clinton have admitted to varying degrees that they opposed the 2007 surge in Iraq because they faced each other. They were going to face each other in the 2008 Democrat presidential primary. So this is why they hate the interweb. This is why they tried so hard to can it, to take total control of it, because we can go back and get information about them. We go back and look these things up. Remember, Clinton wasn't for any of this, but she was for any of this. At least that's what the interweb says. And they're the ones that control it. Anyway, when we come back, we're going to listen to a bunch of people that may be running your healthcare system someday. Don't even know who we fought in World War II. I'm Joe Messina, your host. We'll be back in a few minutes.
J&M Enterprises is a full-service screen printing company. They print on shirts, pants, hats, cups, frisbees, sports bags, sweatshirts, tote bags, and most any other promotional items. J&M has been family-owned and operated for over 25 years. J&M takes pride in providing high-quality products and services because we care. Our state-of-the-art equipment enables us to print high volume with superior quality on any job. We print on clothing lines for schools, businesses, sports teams, and bands nationwide. Our team is committed to total customer satisfaction and the quality you should expect from a professional screen printing company. J&M, family owned and operated. Give us a call. We guarantee a great product and a great price. 800-462-0002. For a price quote, 800-468-0002. Or go to the web at www.jnm.cc.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
There is the theory of the Mobius, a twist in the fabric of space where time becomes a loop, from which there is no escape.
To have you with me. I appreciate the time you're spending with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Look, I said we were going to do the World War II thing. I'm going to save that for the third hour. That'll keep you guys hanging out because it'll help you throw up. What I want to do is, I did an interview earlier with David Horowitz. And if you don't know who David is, I mean, he was a he grew up in a communist home. He'll tell you that. You know, he calls himself a red diaper baby. And he said his mom was hardcore. And you've heard me talk about the Civil War, the impending Civil War, whatever you want to call it. And I believe, and I've told you, it doesn't have to be physical with the guns and the bolts and the whole nine yards, but it's definitely an us against them. And he's written a book called Big Agenda, President Trump's Plan to Save America. Listen to my interview with him earlier. I really think you'll enjoy it. Hopefully, I pull up the right one the first time. Don't you think that'll be great? David Horowitz joins me. It says the Democrats have seceded from the Union for the second time in their history. And if you heard me say plenty of times on the show, I think we're headed towards a civil war of some kind. I don't know what that looks like, but I'm sure David does. He's the author of a book called Big Agenda, President Trump's Plan to Save America. And man, I'll tell you what, he has got a job in front of him. David, thanks for joining me today.
Well, thanks for having me. If there's the civil war, the political civil war, but it's irreconcilable. I do expect there will be violence in the streets, but I don't think we're going to get a civil war quite like the one we had in 1860.
Because
the federal government is too powerful.
Well, I agree with you.
There's no way that a segment of the population can oppose the federal government and win.
Well, that's scary. Those words alone are scary. I mean, but you're seeing it happen already. It's like if you're on the left right now, I don't want to use the cliche, the laws don't apply to you, But they don't. They don't see the laws as laid out for them.
Right. They're what's driving the Civil War because they have broken from America. They're at war with America. The American idea is very simple. It's that, you know, we're a nation founded by people of very different and diverse origins, ethnicities, and religious beliefs. The nation was founded by passionate religious people who violently disagreed with each other. But when the nation was founded, it was founded behind the idea that we're all creatures of one God, and therefore our origins don't matter. We're all Americans, and we subscribe to certain principles, like settling our differences through elections, that bring us together. Now, the left's idea is the opposite. The left has been driven now for 30 or 40 years by identity politics, which means that your origins are primary. They judge you according to your skin color, your ethnicity, your gender, and so forth. And that's really what's at stake here. The conflicts. I mean, if you just think of the war they've waged on Trump, I mean, they didn't give him a honeymoon. There was, they challenged the legitimacy of the election, and they've called their what they're doing a resistance, which is something that partisans do to Nazi occupations. It's not the proper role of an opposition party in a democracy, where we're all part of one country, and we submit to the idea that there's going to be a peaceful transition of power. But if you look at the attacks, they attack Trump as a racist, as a white nationalist, as an anti-immigrant, anti-Mexican, anti- and Islamophobe. And Hillary, in the second debate, which I recount in my book, Big Agenda, Trump's Plan to Save America, she put Trump's supporters, everybody who opposed him, into a basket of deplorables, racist, sexist, homophobes, Islamophobes, xenophobes. Those are all words to read you out of the human race. That's what they're about. And that's what drives Democrats. They're wedded to this ideology, which is very un-American. It's anti-American. They want to privilege. Look, if your skin color is dark enough, you go to the head of the line for a college admission, the head of the line for a job, the head of the line for a promotion, the head of the line for a place on the board, and so forth and so on. The Civil Rights Act of 1964 outlawed racial categories in our laws and institutions, and the Democrats have spent the last 50 years putting them back in. And it's now come to a head because we finally have a Republican in Donald Trump who's willing to stand up to this. All the other Republicans, they duck. They avert their eyes when they're being attacked as white, as straight, as religious, and so forth.
Oh, I'm sure, David, I just want to say the GOP has just got me dumbfounded, and I'm going to use that word twice here. But I'm amazed. I shouldn't say that. I'm not surprised. But I am amazed at how quickly they folded. I am amazed that they're not willing to get up there and fight alongside Trump. Whether you like him or not, you know, the principles that he's fighting for are not bad ones. And instead of not covering his back
for
him.
It's the country we love. I mean, what he's fighting for is this country. If the Democrats win a few more elections national, the country is over. It'll be a horror place. Our economy will be destroyed. Our military will be degraded. They'll do what they're already doing on college campuses, which is the lead institutions of the left. That's their political base. And that is they just shut down anybody who disagrees with them. We'll have a one-party state. And people will be thrown into jails or gulags, whatever, for disagreeing with the ruling party. That's what will happen.
Yeah, it is scary. You know, the more and more I think about this, it's not even so much that they won't accept the results. I'm dumbfounded that they're either so out of touch with the people of today and what's going on today, or they really believe, and the second part of what I believe, is they really believe that people are too ignorant to understand that the Dems are the best thing that's ever happened to them.
Of course that's what they believe. Of course. Of course that's what they believe. Hillary has said as much. Look, these people are liars. These people have no principles. They attack Jeff Sessions as a racist. These are people who work with him for 20 years. Jeff Sessions is one of the most decent human beings in the United States Senate. Yet Schumer, who knows who he is, attacked him as a racist. Here's a guy who prosecuted the Ku Klux Klan as the attorney general in a deep South state, who integrated the schools. There isn't a racist cell in his body. And yet, Democrat after Democrat, that witch from Massachusetts, idiot from Connecticut, Blumenthal, they all called him a racist. Cory Booker. These people are disgraceful. And what makes them disgraceful is their ideology. They think that they're going to save the world, save the planet, and that everybody who stands in their way, who disagrees with them, who doesn't think they can save the planet the way they're planning to, everybody is an unperson, a racist, a sexist, a homophobe, an Islamophobe, a xenophobe, a climate denier. Wow. People who shouldn't even be part of the conversation. They're totalitarians, for crying out to you.
Oh, you know, in listening to their outrage on Comey, I have got two questions. Is it selective recall? Or I mean, this is like, this is either this is planned out this way, and this is the way they run the playbook, or it's a real sickness that they never can remember that they were for something before they were against it.
Just think of it this way. If you believe that you're changing the world, saving the planet, if you believe that you can create a world where there's no poverty, no prejudice, no wars, what lie will you not tell to achieve that? What crime will you not commit or support to achieve it? You know, I come out of this kind of left. My parents were card-carrying communists. They were nice people, except where politics was concerned, and they could be pretty ruthless. But, you know, my mother never had a traffic ticket. But she wanted to overthrow the government, and she regarded people who disagreed with her as standing in the way of paradise.
Yeah, don't you love how these people always think that communism is the best way to go? I'm Joe Messina, your host. Listen to The Real Side. David Horowitz will still be with us on the other side of the break. We'll be right back.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting, providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
Hi there, I'm Bob Eubanks. You know, as part of Hollywood for a long time, I've seen my fair share of celebrities get in trouble with the IRS. Well, there's one name I trust, the Tax Defense Group. They're the most trusted name in tax. So if you owe more than $10,000 to the IRS, you really need to call my friends at the Tax Defense Group. Ignoring the IRS is not the solution. They can garnish your paycheck, levy your bank accounts, seize your home or business. But the Tax Defense Group could put a stop to all of that and tailor a program that would reduce your tax debt to pennies on the dollar. You gotta love that. So don't just take my word for it. Call them. Find out for yourself. They offer a 100% satisfaction guarantee. And they're open 24 hours a day because they know that tax debt doesn't sleep either.
Call now for your free and confidential tax analysis from the most trusted name in tax. Call 800-361-6907. 800-361-6907.
Are you looking to become more self-sufficient? Then you need to have your own energy source. The Solark EMP hardened generator is automatic, maintenance-free, and reduces your monthly electric bill. You can also take it off-grid when you go camping. Contact PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875 today. Portable Solar LLC gives you everything you need to start using solar energy in less than 1 hour. Solark EMP hardened solar generator energy insurance for your family or business. Call Portable Solar LLC today.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681. Hey, diabetics. Yeah, you. Got a spare hour to waste going to the pharmacy to get your insulin or other meds and supplies every month? I didn't think so. Me either. I've got life going on, which is why I use PillPack. PillPack is an amazing online pharmacy. They package up all my diabetic meds and testing supplies into daily doses and send it to me every month, automatically. All I do is pay my normal copay. PillPack does the rest. I'm serious. This is a free service. They don't even charge for shipping. PillPack handles all the medical insurance stuff and even get with my doctors for my other prescriptions so I don't have to, which is good because that's the stuff I forget. But PillPack remembers everything. They even package up my daily vitamins so I remember to take them too. If you're diabetic, your meds and supplies are life and death, which means you need PillPack. Call right now for this free service. You may even qualify for $25 in free vitamins. 800-560-7310. That's 800-560-7310. Again, 800-560-7310.
Homeowners have much more to worry about than just making their mortgage payment. One of our biggest expenses can be when unexpected repair bills hit us at home. Can you afford to repair or replace your home heating system? What about when your air conditioning stops working this summer? Or worse, a major plumbing problem or large appliance that just stops working? Well, with National Home, you can say goodbye to repair bills. That's right. If you own a home, you could stop paying for these costly repairs. Best of all, call now to get your home protected and 1 month of repair coverage for free. Just call 800-887-3022. Simply call our 24/7 repair hotline and pay nothing for covered repairs. Get total protection for your home's major appliances and systems so you have no more costly repair bills. Just call 800-887-3022 and never pay for repairs again. Get your home protected against costly repair bills right now. Call 800-887-3022. That's 800-887-3022. 800-887-3022.
You want answers!
I want the truth! You can't handle the truth!
We are back. You're listening to Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. I appreciate the time that you're spending with me. On the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Please head over to the website, and I think you'll have some fun with the articles up there. You can respond to some of the people, some of our writers. You can respond to my articles. I don't care. I got, you know, tell me what you like, what you don't like. Give me your email address so I can send, let you know who's going to be a show, what we're going to be talking about, that kind of stuff. You know, I want to get right back to it because I want to comment, and I think we'll have enough time. David Horowitz joined me earlier, and I was able to record our interview, and he's written a book called Big Agenda, President Trump's Plan to Save America. But he's also of the same mindset that I've been. And if you've been listening to the show for any period of time, you know I've talked about a civil war. I really believe that we're on the edge of a civil war. Now, does that mean we're going to lose another, you know, 500,000 people? Because we're going to be shooting each other? No, it's not what I mean by that. but is definitely back to an us against them. Take a listen.
The difference between normal people who are Republicans and these abnormal people who are religious fanatics is really the Democratic Party has become a religious cult. Trump was caught on camera talking locker talk with Billy Bush. He apologized for it, but immediately there were leading Republicans who said, this is a bridge too far. I can't support this candidate. Among them, Paul Ryan and Jeb Bush, to his everlasting shame, said this absurdity. I have two precious granddaughters, and nothing Donald Trump says by way of apology can make up for what he did. Now, go to the other side. And there were lots of Republicans who were jumping off the Trump train because of that, even though he was the official candidate of the party. The Democrats. Here's Hillary Clinton. She violates the Espionage Act. She lies to the FBI. She lies to Congress. She lies to the American people. Shares our secrets with our enemies. Lies to the parents of the dead Benghazi heroes over their coffins. Not one Democrat. Not one said, this is a bridge too far, I can't support such a candidate. Not one. And that's because the cause to them, they think they're changing the world and they're creating a paradise on earth. That cause justifies any behavior. That's why they circle the wagons. The Republicans are always, you know, when their guys are under attack, they, you know, they throw them to the wolves.
Yep.
There's a criticism of them, yeah, and so forth and so on. And the deep state is it's Obama all over. What? 60% of the National Security Council were appointed by a traitor, Barack Obama, a guy who gave a path to nuclear weapons to the Iranian Nazis who chant. Death to America, their leaders chanted. Of course, Kerry, his family is married into the ruling hierarchy there. Give them $200 billion, which they're using for buy weapons and conduct terrorist activities. That's who Obama is. And his National Security Council, he's got a majority of the National Security Council.
Wow. Yeah,
Republicans have got to start getting tough. The first thing they need to do is to throw Justin Amash out of the Republican Party, calling for the impeachment of the president. Just throw him out.
Yep.
Strip him of any privilege he might have as a Republican. Let him become a Democrat.
I agree with you. I am thoroughly disgusted by the GOP and the way they're conducting themselves, and there should be a support. That they should be supporting this president. They should be supporting some of the policies that he wants to put out there. Now, I want to get back to the deep state thing, though, because this is a bigger deal. Again, I told you in all honesty, I didn't quite buy it. I figured there were a couple of holdovers or what have you. And now what I'm seeing, these people that, the leaks that are coming out, now you're seeing people on the left saying, well, the leaks aren't coming from Obama's people. They're coming from people that love the country, and they're just trying to save it. That's what they're telling us.
The State Department is rotten to its core and has been for generations. Even Joe Kennedy told his son, Jack, that he was going to have a serious problem with the State Department. It's well known. They're career civil servants, and they get taken into camp by the countries they're supposed to represent us to.
Mm-hmm.
That's a big problem. They're all liberals.
Yeah, and I think they should totally clean house. I do not know why or how hard it would be for the president to do that.
The FBI. Has there been a more corrupt public official than James Comey, whom everybody falls over themselves to pray? This man is so corrupt, and he has such a history of corruption, going back to Whitewater, to the Clintons in Arkansas, for crying out to you. And yet he had a pass. He messed with our elections. He's a devious SOB. James Comey. He's taking memos. Anybody who believes a Comey memo should have his head examined.
Well, come on. The biggest part of that memo, or the memo that they say that they have, was, you know, it came from an anonymous person reading off of an anonymous piece of paper.
I know,
nobody has actually seen. This is crazy.
But it, look, if it was written in blood by Comey himself, why would you believe what this guy says? He's for sale.
I don't disagree with you, David. I just think if you take it right back to the beginning, take it back to the core issue, you know, the leaks, and I know that people have heard this over and over again, but it's the truth. Why aren't we focused on the leaks? Who's putting these leaks out here? This is classified information. We don't see, or they don't seem to care about that, and the GOP is not pushing it. Why isn't the GOP pushing this harder? What are they afraid of?
Well, they're afraid, period.
Okay, I mean, they have the majority in a lot of ways, not just in numbers.
Know,
there are people
who don't
support them.
They don't have the mentality of war. And the Democrats do.
Yeah, I don't.
The Democrats do.
Hey, let me go ahead.
During the campaign, this is another thing I talk about in my book, Big Agenda. During the campaign, Trump confronted Hillary on national TV, looked her in the eye and said, "You're a liar and a crook," which she is both. But there is not another Republican you can name who would have said that to her in public.
Oh, you're right.
She's a woman. Well, that's yeah. The problem.
David, what do you think of the fact that he... You know, he hasn't followed through on some of these campaign promises. Why doesn't he appoint a special investigator for the email situation, the Benghazi situation?
He's got to prosecute Hillary. Because he's under an incredible attack. It's a siege. And he doesn't have an army to defend him. The Republican Party has better get its act together or it's over.
Yeah. I agree with you. No, they don't. He doesn't have any defense. He doesn't have anybody to step up. Hey, I want to take a turn on you for a second. I want to get your thought on something. I'm watching these Confederate statues and flags and everything coming down in the South, and you know the quote unquote dark part of our history that we don't want to be reminded of. But my God, taking down the statues, taking down the Confederate flags, it doesn't change our history, and it doesn't help us or remind us of a negative past that we don't want to go back to. Do you agree with that, or am I just oversimplifying?
Of course. This is what totalitarians do. It's what the French Jacobins did during the French Revolution. They renamed the Notre Dame Cathedral as the Temple of Reason. This is what the communists did when they took over. You change the street names, you change the names of the cities, you take down the statues.
Wow.
Of course it doesn't change the history. And they also, you know, the left likes to have it both ways.
Yep.
They argue that the Civil War wasn't about freeing the slaves, because if it was, then they'd have to recognize that every black person in America is free because of America. That's the reality.
That's right.
Because of all, you know, so when you're arguing with them, I argued with them about reparations 20 years ago. That's what they claim. But then when it comes to the statues, it's only about slavery.
Yeah, you are correct. That's amazing. Okay, we've got...
I just want to rewrite history.
Yes, and it's sad because they're getting away with it because we don't step up. Conservatives don't step up and push back.
That's why Trump is... That's why Trump...
Yeah.
...is such a breath of fresh air, because he does stand up.
Yeah, I agree with you, David. And
he can't do it alone.
No, and we need to have people get out there. But they need to get your book, too, Big Agenda. We're going to put it up in our bookstore. They can find it on Amazon. Big Agenda, President Trump's Plan to Save America. And, David, thanks so much for being with me today. So much appreciate your time.
Thank you, Joe.
Thank you. You know, I'm going to see this guy Sunday night, and I am sure, if you're in the Los Angeles area, You're up at the Universal Show on the Sunday night about 6 o'clock, 6:30. He'll be speaking up there. You got to show up there. Hey, I'm Joe Mancini. You listen to The Real Side on GCN Live. If you're on Facebook, you got to restart top of the hour. There's nothing I can do about it. Stay with us. You can find us live on TheRealSide.com.